This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats' Medicare for All bill, which has been backed by some of the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls, will get its first big public hearing this afternoon. Texas Republican and medical doctor himself, Congressman Michael Burgess, says that this legislation would completely undo any choice left in health decisions.
Think back to the good old days when if you like your doctor, you could keep your doctor.
Right.
In this iteration, you get to keep nothing. So all health insurance, all private health insurance as we know it, is gone. In fact, Medicare as we know it is gone. Medicare Advantage is gone.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. The leader of ISIS appears to be alive and well. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi appearing in his first video in nearly 5 years, in which he praises the group and says it's responsible for the Easter morning attacks on Sri Lankan churches and hotels. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Family and friends remembering Lori Gilbert Kay, the woman shot and killed while attending Passover service at a synagogue in Poway, California.
My mother's dream was to be a bridge of love, reaching one person to another.
18-year-old John Ernest now charged with murder, attempted murder, and hate crime charges for the Saturday shootings. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is trying to force out President Nicolas Maduro. In a video message, Guaido says he has the support of troops to begin what he calls the final phase to end Maduro's presidency. There is sporadic fighting and tear gas being launched in the streets of Caracas between forces loyal to Guaido and those loyal to Maduro. Reports of Woodstock 50's death might be premature. The festival's principal investor, Michael Lang, now says that the three-day music festival set for August is a go and that they're simply planning to bring in some new partners and investors. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump is looking to make sweeping changes to the asylum process. In a memo, the president calls for new regulations for asylum seekers that he said would safeguard against rampant abuse. Among the changes would be filing fees for asylum seekers applying for work visas. Those who enter the U.S. illegally and apply for asylum would not be able to get a work permit at all. The Lady Bears get Whoppers and Big Macs at the White House. More on their visit from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
The Baylor Lady Bears paid a visit to President Trump at the White House Monday to commemorate last month's national championship.
Coach said with tears streaming down her face on national television, God is good. He has blessed these great kids. Nice, right, Mike? Very nice. That victory was the culmination of an incredible year. The Lady Bears had a stunning 37-1 season. Wow.
It's the first women's team to visit Trump's White House. The Lady Bears, who beat Notre Dame 82-81 earlier this month, were served fast food from Wendy's, McDonald's, and Burger King in the state dining room, the same spread that other sports teams were served during their visits to the Trump White House. The team gave Trump a signed basketball, a national championship hat, and a Baylor basketball jersey emblazoned with number one.
SpaceX is set to launch its 17th commercial resupply services mission to the International Space Station, with a scheduled launch of a capsule tomorrow morning from Cape Canaveral at 3:59 a.m. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, last time I checked, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, it's Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's also time for the one and only, no baloney, I'm talking James Herson, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I got to tell you, Donald Trump doing terrific, too, when it comes to, handling these Democratic subpoena storm, as you put it, right?
Yeah, no, here's the thing. Part of the reason that Trump was elected is because the American public were tired of professional politicians. They wanted a guy who was an outsider. And so they picked this man who is a successful businessman, who very successful, worked his way to be a billionaire in one of the toughest real estate markets in the world, Manhattan. And the one thing that people know is that when you're in business today in the United States of America, you can't help but get involved with litigation, with court, with legal action. And so Trump was very experienced and familiar with the legal world, and now he's plunged directly into it because of, I called it a subpoena storm, mainly because what we have in the House are still these chairmen, Elijah Cummings, Adam Schiff, Gerald Nadler, who seem to think that the only job that they have is to go after the president, investigate the president. Mm-hmm. And so what they're doing is sending out subpoenas for documents for individuals. And even though we've had the two-year-long investigation, the most expensive and extensive one, at least in modern history, mm-hmm. and it came up empty, they're desperately trying to keep the narrative alive somehow. The polls are going against them, but President Trump has switched. The White House has switched tacks completely. Mm. During the 2 years, in really an unprecedented way, the Trump administration turned over over a million documents. They allowed all these people to testify and sit down, and many of them were lawyers, most notable Don McGahn, mm-hmm. Who did it for 30 hours, were interviewed. Basically, they opened everything up, sought total transparency, and now they're switching completely because Trump has let it be known that he thinks what's happening is unfair. Rudy Giuliani called it illegitimate, and that because of the fact that they're just replowing the same fields, and going after. So what it says.
Yeah, after all this money that they spent, James, of the people. I mean,
65.
Well, plus another 35. You're talking about 65, 67 million for not only Mueller, but also all the investigations done by the Congress, by the Senate. You add it all up, over $65 million they've spent. You know, after all this stuff, what Nadler and Elijah Cummings and Schiff are doing, doesn't this amount to some form of political bullying?
Well, there's no question about it. It's misusing the powers of oversight and using them, as I said, just to try to keep this narrative alive for partisan political purposes with their eyes looking at 2020, because they also know that with a 3.2% GDP, with the record employment levels, particularly in their constituency, with traditional constituency, working class Americans, minority groups, urban areas, that they have the only hope they have to retain power and to possibly get the White House back is to smear, and that's what they're doing. So this sets up a major battle in the courts, and it's going to move up all the way up to the Supreme Court. And one of the key components now is, and Trump's let it be known that during that whole 2 years, he never asserted executive privilege.
Right.
But he said, well, we may do it now, which all of a sudden sent the media into a tailspin because now, oh my gosh, Trump's going to assert executive privilege. Therefore, Donald Trump equals Richard Nixon. And that's going on, you know, on CNN and MSNBC with the so-called experts. And it's all about executive privilege. And it's as if this president is the first president to ever
use it. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of remember this attorney general that worked for a president named Barack Obama, Eric Holder, stonewalling on every level, claiming executive privilege in the Fast and Furious scandal, the gun trafficking scandal, and Eric Holder was held in contempt.
Well, is he? I mean, he is still in contempt, which, you know, just goes to show you how much strength Congress has, because I think Karl Rove is still, held in contempt as well. And I think Nancy Pelosi at one time had threatened that she could have him arrested if he ever came to Congress or something like that. So
yeah, I guess, think the sergeant at arms, they could order the sergeant at arms to arrest him. Well, I think they did in the Civil War.
Right.
The last time they did something like that.
Well, the pigs continue to fly, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. And look, the executive privilege is a legitimate constitutional privilege granted to the president based on separation of powers, based on the idea that the executive branch that the president heads up is important for basically steering the rudder of America, and that the president needs to have confidentiality with people who give him advice, meaning that those people can be totally candid with the president when he needs advice to make decisions. It's a very sound concept.
And it covers now both sides, James. That's the thing that people are forgetting. It covers, like a Don McGahn for any kind of idea when you're out there brainstorming about, okay, how do we handle this? And the president offers an idea like, hey, let's, maybe we should fire Bob Mueller. Well, maybe we shouldn't, you know, whatever. So now all of a sudden, just the mere thought or conversation of firing somebody, which you weren't saying that you're going to fire and not replace him, but you're just saying, hey, maybe, is this a consideration? And all of a sudden that's being reported that's fact, right?
No, not only reporting it as fact, somehow trying to turn that into obstruction of justice, which is a crime. You know, a crime requires an act.
Right.
So two guys are in a bar having a conversation, and one says, you know, I'd like to kill that guy.
Right.
That is not the crime of murder.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a crime at all.
Well, didn't Madonna said something along that line? Didn't Madonna say something along that line? Like,
I'd like to blow up the White House.
I think about it quite often.
Exactly. Yeah, I think about it. Oh, okay, you're guilty of terrorism, Madonna,
right,
and arrest her. I mean, it's absurd, but They're grasping at straws. Because this is just like 2016, they expected fully they would have President Hillary Clinton. It didn't happen. They were shocked. Every media source said it was going to happen. And every media source said Donald Trump will not last out his term. He will be removed. And Mueller will remove him. And right. It was all over the social media. So they're again shocked into sobriety by this. And they can't handle the truth. And so
this
is what they do.
Well, what we have to do right now, though, James, we got to go to a quick break, and we'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Urson after this.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy. Products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. James Herson continues with us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, we were saying before the break, 2016, the Democrats are stuck in this, and it is a nightmare. They cannot get out of their minds, and they want to exercise all their demons at the expense of the people's treasury, do they not?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. And when you talk about the expense, In the previous segment, we discussed, you take the Mueller report, you take the cost of the congressional investigations of both the House and Senate, they're probably up $65-70 million. Then we have the cost of Operation Crossfire Hurricane that was started under Obama. Now it seems like it goes all the way back to 2015. Mm-hmm. And we start looking at the informants, planting spies, the unmasking, the surveillance, that all costs a lot of money. If we allocate the taxpayers' overhead of those investigations, we add to it, we may be at $100 million.
Well, let's not even count the loss of GDP because we've been taking our eye off the ball here. I mean, we're 3.2 GDP right now. Imagine if we had a Congress that could somehow give up their partisanship for the sake of America at large. Where would we be at today? But you can't calculate that loss, can you?
No, that's it's a kind of a speculative thing, but it's amazing that what that brings up is here's the Trump administration having the kind of economic success that they've had on the verge of having the most, I would say, with the biggest economic win in modern history, right on the verge of having a trade deal with China that fundamentally alters the world economic stage. You know, we look at, I mean, it's amazing, but it comes down to the ability of Donald Trump to weather through all of these attacks, you know, with a hostile media, hostile opposing party, even his own party being hostile, and the kind of person that he had to become in order to survive in the Manhattan business world.
Exactly.
So we're blessed by that. But here's what's the bottom line that's going to happen with these legal challenges is they really take a long time. Courts are very reluctant to get involved in confrontations between two branches of government, which is what this will be. Mm. And it will slowly make its way up through the system, through the appellate system, eventually reaching the Supreme Court, and it'll probably reach the Supreme Court after 2020.
Well, I would say.
That defeats the Democrats' purpose, number one, in trying to have political advantage out of it, and number two, trying to get their pound of flesh.
Well, they might be thankful in some sense, James, because some analysts are, because of what you mentioned earlier, the tentacles of this attempted coup, and all this, I mean, true collusion and obstruction goes through Obama's White House.
Absolutely, and that bomb of information is probably going to be dropping perhaps even later this year, because we have Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General, his report coming out, John Huber, who presumably may even have a grand jury convened, the U.S. attorney from Utah. And we now know that William Barr, the attorney general, means business, is not easily intimidated, and he's investigating this thing. So the information about the misuse of the FISA court, the unmasking, the surveillance, and the spying, so-called Spygate, when that comes out and hits and forces basically a portion of the mainstream media to report on it, that's going to have a tremendous impact and strengthen the president's hand in resisting all of these subpoenas and court actions that the Democrats are taking.
Well, speaking of which, what is this going to do to the Democrats? James, you know, speaking of that, really, I want to focus on that for just a moment. What is this going to do to the Democratic Party, for example? I mean, they're already looking for a message. I mean, they're scrambling like crazy. The left wing of the party has taken them hard left. Joe Biden has come in as, you know, like Obi-Wan Kenobi to hopefully bring them back to the middle. But I don't know how he can when the momentum, I think they're well beyond the tipping point. And they're off, you know, off the abyss here on the left very hard. And then, you know, if their former standard bearer gets indicted, I mean, look at all the dominoes that fall from the mainstream media to the establishment, the deep state, and these hardline Democratic party members.
No, yeah, we mentioned dominoes falling. There's no question that that is going to happen. And it's already... The poll numbers are scaring the Democrats. Not enough, but they are. You know, the rank and file now and the general public has no taste for this impeachment concept. And yet, you know, we keep hearing it from the presidential candidates because they have to do it because the most active part of the Democrat base is pro-impeachment. So the Democratic Party is divided that way. And that weakens them. But in addition, the fact is, you pointed out, they're struggling for a message. How can you not struggle for a message when the front runner for the 2020 nomination wants people who shoot up churches and synagogues, people who place bombs in public areas to be able to vote?
Yes.
But ordinary citizens aren't supposed to be able to own guns. I mean, there's a race to insanity by these people.
Yes.
And I just heard Newt Gingrich predicts he thinks that Kamala Harris is the most likely nominee. I don't know exactly how he calculates that. And he thinks Pete Buttigieg is the most dangerous nominee. But the fact is, right now, the polls show, you know, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden as the most likely nominee, but all of them are subscribing to some form of New Green Deal, some form of open, wide borders, and some form of socialism and anti-capitalism approaches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just only success in the primaries, that's all. And it leads to absolute defeat.
Exactly.
In the general election.
Well, what you're talking about primaries, and I think this is why Newt Gingrich is favoring Kamala Harris, is because look where California sits, and they're right up front. So if she wins California big, that's going to make a lot of noise and put a lot of wind to her back. And I think that's why he's projecting that she might do better than expected. But keep in mind that she has barely been scrutinized at this point. I mean, boy, Joe Biden, just the mere whisper that he was coming on the scene and the blades came out really quick. If they really see her as a serious contender, get ready, because there's going to be a lot of bloodshed in the West when that happens.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, and Kamala Harris hasn't even been in the top three, so you're right. If she achieves prominence as a contender, she'll start.
I mean, the Willie Brown stories will be minor compared to what she's done, even as a prosecutor.
Yeah, no, that's what they're going to bring out. And the same thing with Pete Buttigieg. He hasn't really been scrutinized. His mayoral record in South Bend, which is abysmal, and his lack of experience and his views on actual issues, which come very close to all the rest of the far lefties, with, of course, Kamala Harris as well. Mm. So I just think none of them, to me, are really viable competitors to an incumbent president with a success record. The only one that I think would strike fear in the GOP is if Michelle Obama went out and ran.
Exactly.
Although she's never faced opposition research either.
No, right.
But But, you know,
well, it might be tough if she's running and then all of a sudden her husband is indicted somewhere in the middle of the campaign. It'd be just a little inconvenient what I'm saying here. I mean, this is the reverse of Hillary and Bill Clinton, right? Well, James, we got to leave it there. To be continued. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right.
Ron Maniloff has lived through decades of hot, sunny weather. Visits to his dermatologist to remove skin cancers, called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, were routine.
I've been living with CSCC for the past 30 years. They always showed up as dry patches on my face. I never thought it was anything to worry about until they started to get bigger and spread.
Every year, an estimated 700,000 people are diagnosed with CSCC, the second most common type of skin cancer in the U.S., Although readily treatable when caught early, CSCC can turn deadly in advanced stages, and in the southern half of the U.S., deaths from CSCC may outnumber deaths from melanoma.
I had never seen such rapid, invasive growth in my life. It was terrifying. People need to be proactive in asking their doctor questions and learning about all available treatments.
CSCC is caused by a lifetime of sun exposure, among other factors. Learn more at skincancerquestions.com. This report is brought to you by Regeneron and Sanofi.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats' Medicare for All bill, which has been backed by some of the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls, will get its first big public hearing this afternoon. Texas Republican and medical doctor himself, Congressman Michael Burgess, says that this legislation would completely undo any choice left in health decisions.
Think back to the good old days when if you like your doctor, you could keep your doctor.
Right.
In this iteration, you get to keep nothing. So all health insurance, all private health insurance as we know it, is gone. In fact, Medicare as we know it is gone. Medicare Advantage is gone.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. The leader of ISIS appears to be alive and well. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi appearing in his first video in nearly 5 years, in which he praises the group and says it's responsible for the Easter morning attacks on Sri Lankan churches and hotels. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're talking smart home technology right now. It's not only affordable, but essential for the smart homeowner. Your home thermostats, smart light bulbs and switches, security cameras, entertainment systems can be easily controlled, optimized, and automated simply by using your phone, tablet, or computer. Danny Lippert is going to be joining us in just a second. We're talking about the latest smart options and intelligent home devices available to all homeowners. Danny, of course, known to everyone as the host of the Emmy-nominated, nationally syndicated Today's Homeowner TV show, now in its 21st season. He also hosts the national Today's Homeowner radio show because he's just not busy enough, right, Danny?
Yeah, I have to stay busy. I have about 15 minutes a week I'm trying to figure out what to do with, but something will come to me.
Well, it always does, and we're grateful for that, Danny. We appreciate your experience. And over the last few years, technology in the home, as I was suggesting, is making our homes smarter, safer, and more convenient. And now with availability of affordable, do-it-yourself-friendly smart home devices,
appliances, everybody can achieve the smart home they want. Now, Danny joins us. He's got all the 411, and he's going to break it down for us. So, Danny, from Mobile, Alabama, well, I'll tell you, God's country, what a blessed man you are to be hanging out there in Mobile.
Well, it's a beautiful day here today, and sometimes it gets a little warm here, as you know, and maybe August and that kind of thing. But right now, it's a beautiful day, and we're, you know, the whole thing about smart homes, you know, you've heard about this for years and years, and back maybe, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago, it just didn't make sense to a lot of people because there were, you know, wires everywhere. Some of the things just didn't quite work out well, and it almost kind of got lumped into the category of a gadget. Yes. But nowadays, where there's so many more of the do-it-yourself friendly type of smart home devices that you can add a little bit at a time, now it's starting to make more sense from a standpoint of security and convenience and comfort, those type of elements that are pretty valuable to the American family. And finally, they've gotten them where they work really well, a lot of wireless systems out there, and makes it a little easier to kind of step into that smart home realm.
Yeah, back in the old days, my dad used to call that spaghetti. We had spaghetti wire all over the place, you know, just to have your home stereo unit and, you know, your television, everything. There were so many wires. I mean, it's incredible. This is, I mean, if nothing else about the new technology, I love the fact that it's wireless, Danny. You just bring up a great point.
Well, certainly, and the interconnectivity of being able to, you know, you have your smartphone in your hand all the time anyway, so why not be able to use it for more than just browsing Facebook and that type of thing? So I recently, just a few days ago, I've been wanting to do this for a while, I installed one of the new smart switches from GE, from their C-Series, and this was, first of all, it was very easy to install, and I installed it on my breakfast room area that I have a hanging fixture there. Kind of a chandelier fixture. And I installed it 5 minutes, 2 minutes to connect to the free app. And now through my phone, I'm able to turn the light on and off, dim it at any intensity that I want. It's a motion sensor light. So when I come into the breakfast area in the morning, it automatically, it turns on real slow and then it brightens up. Oh. So you have all of that. It's I don't have Alexa and Google Assistant in my home, but those that do, it connects automatically with that. So you can, you know, use that to turn it on or to turn it down. So it makes a lot of sense if you're, you know, say working a little bit later at the studio there and you're headed home.
Exactly.
And you want some kind of lights on, you just pull out your phone, you turn the lights on, and it makes it a lot better. Or you can set up a schedule through this app in order to do it. So it's, you know, it makes a lot of sense. And now that I've installed this one in the house, now I'm thinking of three or four areas in the home that I'm going to do the exact same thing.
Now, is lighting one of the best places to start with?
Well, I think so, just from the security standpoint, you know, that, you know, to have, because again, with this type of app that will also talk to other smart switches in your home, you can set up an actual lighting scene to where, okay, when I wake up in the morning, I want to have these three or four lights on in my home.
Mm-hmm.
It will turn them on at a precise time, turn them off at a time. And that's another thing about it. When you talk about convenience, sometimes convenience can be kind of related to laziness, but when you think about convenience from the standpoint of not having to remember to turn the switch on, turn a switch off, do I have that on? Is my, you know, another thing, is my garage door closed? I don't know if you've ever left and wondered, did I close the garage door? Well, they have apps that are now retrofittable as well as new garage door openers that will allow you to monitor whether it's open, whether it's closed, and to be able to correct that either way. Or maybe you're getting a package delivered and you need to open the garage door for someone. All of those things are so readily available now that it really kind of empowers you a little bit that you're controlling and managing your home better than you could in years past.
Yeah, I like the idea that the lights go on, as you say, you've got them in certain areas because early in the morning, you got to have the road to coffee. Got to have your coffee, and you don't want to go tripping down the stairs.
You can hook a smart outlet to your coffee pot, Bill, and then when you wake up in bed, you can just push the app for coffee. By the time you get in the kitchen, it's ready to go. Now, how cool is that?
Oh, I'm telling you, this is the way to go. This is what we love about you, all these great ideas. Home security, as you and I have discussed before, has always been top of mind for homeowners. So let's talk about some home security approaches to keep your home and your family safe.
Well, you know, the video doorbells is a good example of how something is introduced, and it's a great idea, but maybe they should have waited just a little bit before they introduced it to the market, because like so often is the case with technology, something that's introduced in its first generation doesn't quite feel the bill that you expected. Well, nowadays they have these things so fine-tuned, and I like the video doorbells that are motion sensing. So if someone walks up on your porch, even if they don't ring the doorbell, it picks up that motion and starts recording right away, alerts you on the phone, and you're able to talk to that person no matter where you are, and to be able to, you know, either, whether it's a UPS driver or whether it's someone, you know, kind of canvassing the neighborhood or whatever.
Exactly.
That really does. What better security can you get than that? And then certainly the wireless cameras that are available that will also detect motion and alert you over your phone. All of those kind of things are just great.
I'll tell you, Danny, when I was growing up, we had neighborhood watches, right? And in some communities, they still maintain that. But now with this technology, I understand these devices are interactive. So it's watching your home and even your neighborhood as well. I mean, you can connect them up in such a way to where you've got quite a network of observation going on and surveillance.
Well, you can also end up with some pretty interesting footage, especially when your wife is out by the pool watering the plants, and she gets tripped up by the hose, and she ends up in the pool.
Yes.
Now that is a classic piece of video I have right there. That
you
I
do, huh? And you can claim total innocence.
That's right. I was not there, and I did not. I had nothing to do with it. But I do enjoy viewing that and maybe sharing it with a few others from time to time.
I'm sure that she loves that too, huh? To be reminded, huh? Well,
you know, one other thing I did, I remodeled my master bathroom a few years ago, and something that was introduced a few years back that I really, really like is a humidity sensing exhaust fan.
Oh,
and
wow,
this one I installed, so I just leave the switch on all the time so that when someone's taking a shower, the fan comes on. And then when the humidity level gets down to a certain point that you're able to set whatever that point is with this Newton exhaust fan, then you're able to, it just stays on all the time. But what happens is it completely eliminates the mold and mildew problems that you have, because if there's no moisture, mold and mildew is not going to grow in a shower. And so it really is a cool way to go. And people are finding out about, we're installing a lot of these in laundry rooms now, because naturally that's
yes.
a big source of hot, moist air. So there's a lot of ways that you can really improve the home one step at a time with using some of these real simple technology that's been introduced to the home place now.
Boy, a lot easier than you thought about smarting up your home. Where can we find these smart devices, Danny?
Certainly, they're everywhere now. The retail stores and the home centers are dedicating a lot more shelf space to this. And certainly, some companies that were in the business have gotten out of the business because others, the strong, survive in this kind of environment. And so what's out there now really does work well. And certainly, at our website, we're not selling any of it, but we certainly can provide you more information on what to buy. And, of course, that's at todayshomeowner.com.
Well, there he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Danny Lippert, Emmy-nominated, nationally syndicated Today's Homeowner TV show host and radio host as well in his TV show in his 21st season. Congratulations, Danny.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Golf Outing is on Sunday, May the 19th. You can help even if you can't play by sponsoring a memorial sign for a vet. Their name will be transferred to the Wall of Honor on Songs and Stories. Here is your Songs and Stories Tip of the Day. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sign up for a sign so that all of us can remember your veteran. We must remember those who served us. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, coming up on Thursday, this week, May the 2nd, our 2019 National Day of Prayer. The theme is Love One Another. And here to talk about that and also her new book, An Invitation to Prayer, is Kathy Branzell. Kathy, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for the invitation.
No, great to have you here, especially prayer is something I was raised on all my life. It's like breathing. In fact, I just can't do one without the other. And so I especially look forward to every year when we the people can come together and realize that the problems that we face are beyond ourselves, and we need a divine providence and hand of wisdom and direction to deal with these mounting issues that we have facing our country today, not only our country, our families, our churches. Just go right on down the line, right?
That's exactly right. And it's a chance for us to come together in unity, you know. And I love this year's theme of love one another, because there's so much anger, so much division. And we weren't created to be that way. We were created for unity and love. And so excited to see not just what we pray on Thursday, but how we put it into practice on Friday and beyond.
Exactly. And Kathy, you know, the cool thing, if I can say this, and this is, an understatement, but the cool thing about us coming together unified it is something that we can't do in and of ourselves. We can't look to a politician. We can't look to some superstar on a basketball court or whatever to bring us together. Only God himself can bring us together, because God is love after all, right?
Absolutely. You know, people go looking for it in power and positions and possessions and other people, just like you were saying, and God's saying, no, I created you for this, and I can source it for you. Mm-hmm. And so just to be able to have a conversation and to build that relationship with, you know, Ian Bounds says that we pray, our prayers move the hands that move the universe. And mm-hmm. to be able to go and have that kind of direct relationship and direct communication with God Almighty, that right there is what we're looking for, and to do it together.
Well, Kathy, in light of all the fussing that's been going on, the things I see things beginning to change. Although, you know, if you're not looking to it, you could see just the opposite.
Sure.
You know, my father used to always say about me, "Son, you are a half full kind of guy." The glass is always half full with you. I said, well, that's my perspective, and I'm thankful for that wiring, because I feel sad for people who look at the glass and see it as half empty, and they look at what's missing as opposed to what is yet to come, and how the other half of the glass can be filled, and the good things that it can be filled with, right?
That's right, and we also find what we're looking for. Mm. So if we're looking for the glass to be full, if we're looking for all that is happening good around us, all the people that are coming together, we see ministries, we even see politicians. I got on a plane this last Sunday to come to Washington, D.C., and there were a lot of politicians on my plane from both sides of the aisle. And what was funny was they were joking with each other. They were talking with each other. And then one of them says, "Hey, we better be careful. We don't want people to know we actually like each other." And I thought that was a funny comment. And so really watching for the good and the God that is happening around us.
Well, we can only hope that they're throwing bags of peanuts around the airplane, having a good time. And maybe that's what they need there in Congress, is peanuts to throw around to one another and forget this, by, you know, this partisanship that's taking place and this divide that's being promoted. I mean, and the thing is our politics is part and parcel of it. And we've got to get outside of the politics. We know that our politics is downstream. Our culture, our faith is what affects the culture. So if you go upstream, you see what is happening. And this is why a National Day of Prayer is so critical, and especially at this time, because I think that we are in a season of our country right now, even politically, where the opportunity abounds. I mean, we're unemployment, and we're enjoying the economy that we're doing. Like anything, when God blesses us with opportunity like this, it is our responsibility to understand, okay, why is God blessing us? Why is he giving us this opportunity? What are we supposed to be preparing for? Because in God's world, it's always about the preparation, is it not?
Absolutely, and stewardship. And, you know, we're blessed to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand. First of all, a lot of people think the National Day of Prayer is the presidential prayer breakfast that happens last, you know, back in February. And that's not the case. A lot of people don't know that the National Day of Prayer started way back with George Washington, and that every president at some point has called the nation to prayer, some to prayer and repentance, some to prayer and fasting, but has called our nation to prayer. And then President Truman is the one who actually called for a National Day of Prayer. Mm-hmm. And then we know Ronald Reagan on May 8th in 1988 signed it into law after a unanimous vote in Congress for the National Day of Prayer to be on the first Thursday of May. Mm. And it's always been a nonpartisan. We are biblical, not political. We pray for all of our government leaders. We pray for all of our Supreme Court justices. We pray over what a lot of people know as the seven mountains of influence, you know, which also includes our military and arts and entertainment, education, church, business, the family. And so it is an incredible time to pray for people, never against. And, you know, we know that God hears our prayers and answers them.
Yeah, we don't want to shake anybody's theology up, but God's not a Republican or a Democrat, is he?
Exactly. That is exactly right.
I know we just caused some people just to run off the road right now. Hey, get back on track. It's okay. You know, calm down. We got the National Day of Prayer. You can pray about that, too, as well. Put that on your list. It's going to happen Thursday, May 2nd, we can join what's going to be happening live this year, right? It's 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have over 52,000 prayer events across this nation. Mm. So you can go on the website, nationaldayofprayer.org, and look at events and see where there's an event in your state, in your city. If you're planning one at your church or your park or in a ballroom somewhere, at your business, please let us know where that's going to be. You can register your event on the Event Finder. And also, we do have the National Observance in Washington, D.C., and you can watch that on streaming live on the website. You can watch it on Daystar Television or God TV, and that will begin live at 7:30, and I believe Daystar is televising it starting at 8:30 Eastern Time.
You know, Kathy, what's so exciting about this is organic. I mean, you can't orchestrate this kind of participation. You can make it available and say join in, but to have this many events around our country, boy, that says something, you know, in a very powerful way, because we know, as Jesus has promised, where two or more are gathered in his name, he's there in our midst. And what a powerful day for us to look forward to. And I think about this whenever we can unify in prayer like this, because I what always touches me, particularly in the Catholic churches, is that every day they pray the Lord's Prayer. And I particularly, you know, on Saturday and Sunday when they're praying, I'm thinking, you know, as we're praying that, I'm going, people around the world as part of the mass service are unified and praying the Lord's Prayer. I mean, if that doesn't make some impact in the heavenlies, I don't know what else can. But, you know, here it is on May the 2nd. Another opportunity to do some damage to the devil and to deliver our families, our marriages, our government, you know, from the hands of the evil one, and to do good for all concerned.
Absolutely. And even think about how Jesus taught, you know, when they said, teach us how to pray, and he taught the Lord's Prayer. It's a unifying prayer, our Father.
Yes.
The we, the our, not me, myself, and I. And so what a great example of unity in prayer right there from the lips of Jesus.
Well, Kathy, you know, I appreciate your time, and I do want to talk a little bit, and we need to have you back to talk about something that's always been on my heart, and that is prayer. And your book, I'm really motivated by your book, An Invitation to Prayer. We've got about a minute and a half, best you can. Summarize, encourage people to get their hands on your book.
All right. It's a 90-day devotional on the five things I found every human being on this planet seems to be looking for. Peace, love, wisdom, happiness, and purpose, all that can only be found in God. And so it's a journey. A lot of neuroscience in this book. It's a journey that takes you deeper every day so that in 90 days you have developed a habit and an intimacy of prayer, and that you are encountering peace, experiencing love, gaining wisdom, discovering happiness, and finding your purpose.
Well, that's powerfully said and succinctly said, Kathy Brenzel. And congratulations on the book, available at all the usual places, and I take it, right?
Yes, absolutely. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ChristianBooks.com, the list goes on.
And, well, and of course, the list goes on to include BillMartinezLive.com. It'll be linked on our website as well. And, again, we invite everybody to get involved with the National Day of Prayer Observance. You can watch it streamed live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on May the 2nd. And, Kathy, where can they go for more information?
NationalDayOfPrayer.org.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for the time. And as I said, we got to have you back because I want to talk more and get into the specifics of your book. You gave us such a great summary, so I look forward to having you back, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate that. I look forward to it.
Kathy Brenzel on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon Love.